Good afternoon to everybody, and please be welcome to the earnings conference call for the third quarter 2022 and public meeting with analysts from Energisa. We inform you that this earnings conference call is being recorded, and it's going to be available at the company's IR website, where the current presentation is available. We highlight that whoever may need simultaneous translation, we have this tool available at the globe icon written interpretation located at the bottom center of your screen. By selecting it, please choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. By those listening to the presentation in English, you can mute the original audio by clicking on the option Mute Original Audio. For the Q&A question and answer session, we ask that you send them via the Q&A icon located at the bottom of your screen as well. By procedure, your name will then be announced to ask your question live, and a request to open your microphone will show up on your screen. Considering that some of the panelists, they are remotely, if you find any stability and if it happens, this may impact on the response answer, mostly on the Q&A session. We count on your comprehension. We highlight that this presentation and any statements that can be done on this conference during the projections and goals, operational goals of this company, they constitute on beliefs and premises of the company, such as informations that are updated each day. Future statements are not proof of performance. They go through uncertainties, unsures, and predicaments of what may happen, and this may happen or not. Investors may comprehend that the economic situation, market situations, and any other operational factors may affect the future as well. About the results that may happen here, in such future considerations, this can happen as well. Now, I'd like to pass the word for Maurício Botelho, CFO of the company, to start the presentation. Maurício, please proceed.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon to all. I appreciate the presence of all of you on this third quarter of 2022 earnings presentation. That will be also our public meeting with investors to update about Energisa's businesses. Are participating in this event, Ricardo Botelho, CEO of Group Energisa, Fernando Maia, Regulations Vice President, Aurélio Souza Filho, Network Vice President, Roberta Godoy, Energisa's Vice President, Gabriel Mussi, Transmission Generation Director, Newton dos Santos, Revenue Protection Director, Antonio Tovar, Corporate Finance Director, Rodrigo Santana, Regulations Investor, and the Investor Relations team. By starting our presentation, first, I kindly ask that you look into slide number two, important warning, before taking any investment actions on the company. Going forward, I share with you the agenda of this meeting that will bring the results of the third quarter. Next, we will start the public meeting where we will tell you about some aspects of the distribution segments, transmission, generation, and Energisa. After the closing remarks, we will open for the Q&A. Starting the presentation of the results this quarter, we had important highlights that they're going to be exhibited. First, in the centralized solar generation, we've entered the operation of the Parque Solar Heliópolis 1 and 2, located in Paraíba, with 70 MW peak capacity. In the transmission segment, we signed on September 30, the concession contract of Energisa Amazonas Transmissora 2, acquired on an auction June this year, and with CapEx estimated by ANEEL of 209.8 million reais. At Energisa, we highlight the 213 million reais of investments done in distributed generation, reaching a mark of 131.4 megawatts peak of potency installed and 40 photovoltaic units connected. On distribution, we keep improving our operational indicators, and in Asia Hondoni presented the best DECFEC of the concession history. Adding on this quarter's important highlight, the improvement of capital of 738 million reais by virtue of the exercise. And it almost it flew by the BNDES, with the subscription bonus that expired on August 15th. The societal structure, after its conviction, we can check on the next slide. With this movement, BNDES already had a small shareholding, obtained 11.4% of total capital of the company, being currently the third largest shareholder of Energia. Next slide, please. On this quarter, we adapted the definition of just EBITDA in a way to be aligned with the definitions most common with the sell-side analysts, what they use. So the definition of adjusted EBITDA is the conventional EBITDA, excluded by the accounting record of the VNR in the distribution segment, also excluded from the societal record in the transmission segment, and including the regulatory EBITDA of the transmission segment. That was what was called before adjusted EBITDA and was used by covenant means. We are now calling by adjusted covenant EBITDA in this presentation and in our results release. Going back to analysis, comparing between the quarters, the adjusted EBITDA increased 11.1% and reached 1.7 billion reais in the third quarter this year. Summing up the last 9 months, the adjusted EBITDA increased 15.8% and reached 4.6 billion reais. It's important to highlight that due to negative inflation, we presented distribution VNR on the amount of 114.3 million reais against the positive amount of 214.7 million on the third quarter of 2021. This meaning a variation smaller than 329 million reais comparing the quarters. Obviously, such effect reflected on the net income. It comes on the period that we explain later on. The 9 months this year, the main point is directly an increment of 623 million reais on the adjusted EBITDA. They were in the distribution segment that contributed with 149 million reais of regulatory EBITDA in this period. Another factor that helped on the performance was the discipline on the operational costs of the MSO that we'll detail now. Please, next slide. As you can see, on this quarter, the PMSO was reduced in 1.9% and reached 671 million reais and had a growth in 9 months of 1.7% and got in total 1.98 billion reais this period. So we managed to keep the discipline last quarter on the growth below the inflation. That on this quarter was closed with an annual amount of 7.17%. On slide 9, we present the adjusted net profit that excludes the distribution VNR, excludes the social net profit of transmission, and includes the regulatory net profit transmissions, well as adjusted to the effects of the market of derivatives, such as the subscription bonus. On the third quarter of 2022, The adjusted net profit was 391 million reais against 570 million reais registered on the third quarter of 2021. Obviously, the brutal difference of the interest rates between the quarters, such as marking to the market of the bonus subscription, more than justified increase of financial expenses and the drop in the results. On the next slide, we show the intense rhythm of investments of the group in 2022, being guided mainly by the five distributors that will be on the tariff in 2023, AMT, EMS, and ESE in April 2023, and EAC and ERO in December 2023. The remuneration bases of the first C close in October, and ones in Acre and Rondônia will close 6 months before the review. It happened June 2023. It's important to highlight as well the relevance of the transmission segment that invested 457 million reais until September, and Reenergisa that invested 468 million in the same period. Despite the high level investments, the group kept the increase in 2.8 times the net debt adjusted EBITDA. Same level showed in June 2022, the last quarter. The subscription bonus of Energisa represented an income of 738 million, and the reduction of the debt level in 0.3 times. As the subscription bonus starting on September 23, we won't have any more of this option available, which used to bring volatility to the results. We end here the highlights of the third quarter and the 9 months of this year. We will now start the presentation of performance of the main business fronts. Before we start, complement this. We have a diversified portfolio, a lot of markets, a lot of wide market for business fronts and geographic scope, both important to maintain the balance and stability of the group. We have today 12 transmission concessions after the incorporation of the Gemini assets, 40 solar generation power plants distributed with the capacity of 131.4 megawatts peak of performance, 2 solar generation power plants with the capacity of 7 megawatts peak capacity, and 11 distribution concessions and 7 service companies. Our system of energy solutions is present in almost it's sold in the Brazilian territory, discounting the distributors, the Reenergisa, the many transmission and generation businesses as well. I'd like to pass now the speech now to Gioreli, Network Vice President, that will be able to tell us a bit more about the performance of the distribution segment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Maurício. Thank you. Good afternoon to all. It's a pleasure to be able to tell you guys a bit about the performance of the distribution segment, one of the pillars of Grupo Energisa. Please go to the next slide. We have a vision in here, as Maurício mentioned previously. We have today 11 distributors, the support, 20 million people in 862 cities in all the regions of the country. The geographic diversity and the capillarity of the group allow us to keep a rhythm of growth in the market, even during the pandemic. While the consumptions decreased 1.2%, and as we compare with the country, in the last months, we had a growth of 2%, while the country grew 1.3%. In the last 10 years, we had a growth of 1.7% above the average. And we go to slide 16. We present the opening of the market, the view of the companies. And we have the recovery of the industry. We had the growth above average. And when compared to the pre-pandemic consumption, growth of 7.8%, with a highlight on the food segment. The business had a growth as well, the highest growth rate in 8 years, 5.2% comparing against September 2021. And the public power presented its highest increase in the quarter, it's almost 18%. The retraction of the rural segment can be explained by the re-signing of the customer in class of the other class because of the brand 901 by Anel. If you take this aspect off, the decrease would be 2.7%, explaining basically by the rainy weather and the impact caused by distribution and regeneration. On the chart on your right, it's worth mentioning the performance of the North distributors by Energisa Tocantins, Energisa Acre, Energisa Rondônia, who had this boost mainly by the residential and public power segments. Rondônia registered the highest number in 8 years, 6.9%. Minas and Friburgo, they had a small decrease pulled by the industry segment due to the stop of important clients and the concession in industry of metal slowdown areas in the area. On slide 17, and we have a view of the loss. And by this last quarter, we are improving as well. The total consolidated losses in September represented 12.5% of injected energy. And in the last 2 years, the total loss reduction was of 218 gigawatt hour in this aspect. These results are possible due to the high volume of investments, allocating the resources and the use of technology. And then naturally, and we turn this into investments. It was a lot more assertive. And when we compare this, comparing to the regulatory campaigns, we have a number of 0.71 percentage points, the best historical performance. And it shows the recovery losses that we have on the companies that we acquired in 2018. And going to the next slide, and we'll talk about the DECFEC. And the developers and distributors of the group, they keep an excellent performance in those quarters. And we are presenting numbers below the limits, no concessions. In 2023, we have new challenges in virtue to higher standards of regulatory with a lot of precision to be prepared to keep providing a service of excellence and the knowledge by the client. And then we have a really good result about this. As we mentioned, a combined investment that we have comparing with the, yeah, Mauricio commented with us before, we have a growth, a really good growth in the last years. Basically, we've invested over 3.5 billion reais, surpassing more than 64% investment volume in the same period in 2021. And in this period of 5 years, we had a growth of the head of 49%. And we can compare this. When you look at this, it's about 10 percentage points, as we can check. And it's a fruit of a combination of factors of a great performance, a great administration, a great level, and a combination of the accounting results, yes, with the regulatory conditions, because the losses, they must be minimized and they should reflect on the regulations as well. It's awesome. On the next slide, we can show a bit more on what happened with Acre. This year we complete four years of the acquisition of Energisa Acre, and we've invested more than 1 billion in this. There's some great numbers to show guys here.
and we have more than 200 kilometers of high tension cables and increase the capacity in more than 90.5 MVA. By the end of 2022, we will deliver a total of 5 new substations and 4 modernizations of the existing substations. All of this being okay with the environment regulations. Concerned and focused with our ESG goals, we plan to do until 2024 a total of 5 companies. And this will be benefiting 67,000 customers with clean and quality energy, avoiding 160,000 tons of CO per year. And we have some loss of energy in Acre. Yes, the decreasing results. An 18% of reduction compared to 2019, and we are below the regulatory as well. And when we compare the DECFAC, the improvements to be consistent. A really strong way to work, and with all the results, the methodology that we have available, locating capital and managing the constructions, and being a little bit of direct. And we have the reduction of complaints of 65%. And in 4 years, it was really great for us. And I'd like to talk about Energisa Rondônia as well. The story couldn't be different. And we invest more than 2.5 billion reais, more than over 1,000 kilometers of high tension cables, 36, a lot of modernization of the companies, and with more than 500 MVA of difference. And we're now concluding by the end of 2022, by the 13th thermoelectric power plant in Rondônia, it's gonna be bringing to the all rural isolated areas decreasing over 300,000 CO per year. And if we talk about this investment as well, it's a big challenge. And we talk about the numbers and the challenges about the previous company as well. And we were negotiated as well in Rondônia, which made us really happy with this award by Rondônia. Please, next slide. By talking the quality of our results as well. Losses. We are being really consistent on reducing this number. We are almost beyond the level, regulatory level. We are almost reaching these numbers. And believe that soon we'll be able to reach this number. And about DECFAC as well. Another reason to be proud about this reversion as well. About the quality as well, the numbers. And in 4 years, and we decrease more than 55% of the duration on the interruptions as well, and the frequency on the interruptions as well. And we reach even before when we expected this as well. It must highlight as well the reduction of 83% on the complaint as well. Concluding, yeah. A lot of dedication as well. We were acknowledged by Abrages this year, by a great company, a highlight company. We've won 9 of 5 categories, these categories as well. With highlight as well. Well, with the best company to work with Minas Gerais on the category below 500,000 employees. And Paraíba as well, above 500,000 employees. And that's what I like to explain. This brief explanation of the distribution as well. I'd like to give the word back to Gabriel as well. And transmission. Thank you, Jorelli. Good afternoon to all of you. And I'm really happy to be part of this public meeting as well.
and talking about the transmission segment, which is expanding and has become relevant at Grupo Energisa this year. Going to slide 26. We highlight the growth of transmission until 22. We start with 2 concessions, and now we have 12 concessions in the group. With the growth on almost 10 times, from 83 million reais to 781 million. And who contributed on this a lot in this year? It was the acquisition of GEMP, which added 412 million of revenue to our portfolio and shows the company capacity to find success in the market opportunities that mainly about the not so obvious, yes, with these actives as well. And we have 3 concessions available that embrace this portfolio as well. Moving to the next slide. We detail this portfolio as well. And we have 7 concessions available here with 509 and 5 concessions available under construction that are going to be detailed below here with the status as well and how it behaves as well. And with almost 80 million of revenue, we have a projection. And about this prediction as well, in this 14 months, we have 3 parts that may be working. They're going to be operating in different times, in different periods, but revenues together linked between this. But we're going to be starting in November, the first one, and until January, we're going to be starting all the 3 points. And the first one, 16 months before what was expected. And the first one has 37% of the total wrap of the project. The second one, 37.4%, and the third, 25.6%. Energisa Amazonas, just remind you guys about this enterprise that we won. And we had some holds that were already available. They have a 30% of this revenue available. And some of these amounts that are being held by Energisa since this time. And some of them that we have to evolve then. And we have this until March 2026. On these 18 months, such as the spark and new investments as well, and such as Tocantins 2, Amapá, and Amazonas, they're working well. Everything working as planned, aligned with the ESG. On the next slide. In September this year, we've energized the photovoltaic power plants, Rio Peixe 1 and 2. And we work generating this energy in the group. The project contains 70 megawatts peak of capacity, 100% solar energy, and is being connected with the customers until 2027, 100% of the customers. And it has a reduction of 15,000 tons a year. And it has the IREC global certificate, which gives value to each megawatt generated and shows its origin of a renewable source as well, yes. And it was an enterprise that we allocated 307 million reais. And we could anticipate 1 month before starting this. And it's fully operational right now, since September. Energisa, it operates. This enterprise, with all of our enterprises, it works operating and maintenance, and with the market as well. Now I'm gonna be giving the work to Roberta Godoy. And she's gonna be speaking of this with the group. Good afternoon to all.
and everybody that's with us here in this meeting, completing about our ecosystem. I'm going to be talking about Energisa. Energisa, it's a brand of Energisa Group that was worked with photovoltaic energy, solar energy, but working with the market, with the free market, and talking about aggregated values. All of this on one platform and a one-stop shop. And we work as a reference, as a distribution on this. And we work with the 4D energy. We want our main goal is to support the customer on its journey to attend the opportunity and demands related to energy. Every kind of energy available, working all of them together with all the technology, all of this available. With this, of course, delivering our image of being the main character, connecting companies and people and customers, trying to build a more sustainable world. On the next slide, we'd like to talk about the insertion of Energisa on this situation. And we insert on these numbers as well. On March 2022, when we had an interest exceptions on the situation. And about national results as well. We had some big events and reached all the markets that we have businesses here. And this launch, it was available and it continued until the last quarter when we started with the generated distribution in Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul as well. And now talking about the businesses specifically, please, you can go to the next slide. About the distribution, we must highlight that the law 14,300 that reassured us in what we should do, and it was the race for the sun. And this chart shows the effect of the law about the exponential growth that we've been facing on the solar creation, solar generation. Also about the center generation and not centered generation. And the blue one is the center. And we had a growth of January until September, 41% in all Brazil. And a great number about Energisa. On this period, already counting our power plants that we've connected on these last few days after the end of the third quarter. And we had a growth of 123% of growth, as we see on the slide. This growth, it works aligned with what is predicted, which shows some urgency to work this. And about the vacancy, this right, it works to the enterprises. It's going to be end January 6, 2023. About this aspect, I might tell you guys about Energisa. We already have more than 400 megawatt peak in projects, in requests, emitted requests. We should guarantee this future growth. And we must remind as well, and all the requests as well, the enterprises that are already operating. And January 6, 2023, they have this right assured about all the credits. You can please go to the next slide. On the solar signature situation, talking about our flagship, it has its name on a process that that's the way of that the Energisa works, of talking with the customers, understanding what's the best way to work, what makes sense to be offered to them with the products as well. And now the solar signature shows up. It's our flagship, and it's how it was baptized for us, for our solar signature as well. And it's going to be working
with companies, all the companies, micro, small, and medium companies as well. And it delivers as its benefits. It's a clean source energy without any installment fees. They don't have to pay anything to have these benefits. And it gives them a benefit on the electric bills, energy bills. And you don't have like a physical place available, any investment, nothing. They just should want to have it. Based on this context, we are going to be showing our numbers. And we show what's going to be interesting, important to these moments. We are ending that moment with 59.8 peak capacity installed, and as we talked, and we have 131.4. And this is the growth of 223% that we quoted on the previous slide. And we desire that, we want to have this increase by the end of the year. We hope to achieve 193 peak watts, as you can see on the slide. We have 40 power plants installed, most of them populated, 100% sold, most of them. And this group of 40 power plants, and they had we have this goal, and we emit less than 91,000 CO2 per year, and it's aligned with our ESG goals that we have. And this is going to be able what we work, what we aim to be working with this, and it is all connected as well. We have 22 power plants ready or under construction. And we have this, on this 22 power plants, a peak of 92.7 megawatts peak. And they are ready with connections on a short notice. And we believe it's good to be showing this right now. And what's our main difference compared to the other companies? And we have like some margin to work, both generation, both delivering the credit as well. And we can cover all of this because we own all of our goods, our companies, and we have like a high standard, a high pattern to give to all of them. And we have a higher standard, higher results, higher products. And we can work with this, making our customers to be loyal to us, to be with us. And we have around 283,000 customers in our basis. And we added like 32% with these numbers as well, with these customers. Already connecting. The distributed connection. And we're going to talking about a free market as well. In our strategy, it's not only acting, it's not all only selling the stop shop work, but the way we think as well, it's always connecting these two topics as well. They must be linked in our strategy to work as in its whole. So we are going to be showing right here that it's connected, it's all together, and we support the low tension, the companies, most of the companies, and the high tension energy. We work with the open market as well. And we have both products, all of them available. And what is important to highlight on this slide as well. And to be working with this open wide market, we have now the Gate 50 that allow the clients from Group A to be open to migrate to open market. And with our experience, we are ready to do this movement, to this trade. And it's gonna be able to be worked right now by November and January of 2024. And we are ready, we are safe, we are sure that we're gonna be
working on this area with success as well. To work on this market as well in the Gate 50, we can't lose this opportunity. We have to make us have a solid company to support all the customers that we have. And the current scenario is challenging because of the low prices, because of the recovery of the reservoirs, the expansion of the energy, the structure as well. And on this context, and we signed some relevant contracts with some clients, long-term contracts that's going to be working until the end of 2023, and they give some value to 2023. And we have 40 new contracts between 3 and 5 years, and we have some contracts of 10 years as well. And we've improved our risk policy as well, working to capture some value on these trades as well, making the sales to the customers at the end. And you're going to be working. We had 2,040 operations until today. And the company, we've commercialized 3,292 gigawatts. And Rio do Peixe 1 and 2, they were the highlights, 100% sold until 2027. And this is a lot of customers, many diversified customers. And we have 141 active clients, and we are building a satisfactory performance. And we are really optimistic to go to the next steps as well. Please go to the next slide. And on this slide, to compose our Energisa, I'm going to be quickly here with some information about our services that we have with aggregated value as well. And we expanded our portfolio. And this year, especially, as you can see on the report, we had a growth, a really important growth of more than 80%. And because of a lot of projects that we signed, and most of them of O&M and on its many branches available, transmission, hydroelectric, solar, eolic as well. And we have some updates on micro nets as well. And we won a prize, I would like to tell you guys. We won a prize of a solar and maintenance United Kingdom a company group. They used our case, and we were the winner in 2022. And it brings us great proud of what we did, and we have a really robust portfolio to work with this and keep developing on our growth. And I'm going to be available for Q&A. Okay, we are reaching for the end here, but first I'd like to make some to have some final remarks here before we start the Q&A. Going to be going to the next slide. On this slide, I'd like to highlight on the 117 years of Energisa's history, we've learned to evolve with the market, refining our vision to look at each moment of our history, what the best decision should be done, and always aiming to anticipate changes. That's what I try to explain on this slide, showing some of the main milestones that we have on this 100-year company. As an example, the growth of almost 10 times the revenue in the last 10 years. Please, next slide. And we don't like to stall and wait for the market to lead us. We want the main role in energy transition with solutions to our clients. On board with our platform, we are ready to hold to our opportunities of growth, betting on sustainable growth following the ESG concepts. I finish here and ask, well, I'm going to be passing to the Q&A. I ask for the operator to start the Q&A. Now, we're going to be starting the Q&A session. We ask kindly that you can do all your questions at once, waiting for the answer of the company. And we ask you guys that you can make your questions via the Q&A icon located at the bottom area of the screen. By Dynamics, your name will be announced that you can ask your question live. At this moment, a request to activate your microphone will appear on your screen. Please wait while we collect our questions. Here comes our first question. It comes from Maria Carolina Carneiro, sell-side analyst from Credit Suisse. Maria, we're now going to be opening your audio so that you can ask your question live. Maria, please go ahead. Hi, guys. Good afternoon. How are you? I have two questions for you guys. First one is about the capital allocation and growth. As we are, you guys are talking about a lot of projects of generation and a lot of transmission as well. What's your hunger about the transmission segments and the auction that we're going to be having in December? And another segment as well about Goiás. If you have another company that ANEEL is working with Eletrobras as well to try to find a solution because of Amazonas distributor. And I'd like to know if this company is interesting to Energisa and if you guys are going to be looking this to the market. And another point about GD and a lot of companies, they felt on their demands, on their loads being reduced. And you guys, I'd like to know if Energisa, if the total with the consumption as well with the GDs, if it's relevant, and about Energisa as well, about the projects of GD as well. If you felt the increase in 2022 about the increase of the demands. Thank you. Good afternoon, Carolina. Okay. I'm going to be splitting the answer. I'm going to be starting about the auction, about transmission. It's a small auction, but we are analyzing always where we're going to be having any advantage, competitive advantages, searching for our discipline, because we are always repeating here about participation on these auctions, and we are evaluating this. About Amazonas distribution, we are not interested in Amazonas distributor as well. Right now, we are not interested in it. It's a challenge, a relevant change. We are aiming for relevant challenges. But we are always looking for the opportunities, but we are always looking for the return risk. And about GD, I'm going to be asking here, Jorelli. Jorelli, please. Good afternoon, Carolina. How are you? Okay, really, GD. And GD really has been having a exponential growth of GD on the presentation as well. And looking with the group here, we can look about representation about 6% on media required energy. Okay, Carolina, thanks for your question about the demands as well. The race for the sun, it works. With the requests, with the access requests, about the amount of enterprises being connected, and also about with part of the demands, and with the customers as well, so because each time they have, with this dynamics, they want to know more, they're being interested more with this. And of course, because of the energy is going to be renewable, it's a clean source, and the economy, of course. So it's a growth that's going to be happening. Thank you. Thanks for your question. Thanks for the answer. Sorry. Bye-bye. We are going to the next question now. It's from Guilherme Lima, sell-side analyst from Santander. Guilherme, we are going to be opening your audio so you can ask your question live. Guilherme, please go ahead. Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for the question. I have one question. I'd like to know if you guys could comment about this.
If you guys have any news about the sale of the participation of the BNDES and the company, and if you guys could comment about on the offer, if BNDES wants to do this, it could be interesting allocation of capital. And I had a question about the auction. So I'd like to go, if you would talk about the margin auctions with the company in the center energy. Okay, I'm gonna be trying to split again the question, yeah? About the BNDES. As I mentioned, BNDES, they had the bonus subscription, they wanted it. What I can tell here, this participation of 11.3%, it's on the list, on the priority list for alienation. But we can't be sure about what's going to be happening, of how much, how the bank has control of this. And so we are managing this, but we don't have full control of this. So if they're going to be selling this, I don't see if the BNDES is selling this, I don't see Energisa being able to participate in this. So I believe it's better to make this stockholders available to the market to increase the value of the paper, yeah. And you asked about the auction. I'm gonna be thinking here, Fernando Maia. Okay. The ministry, they opened an auction about these margins and it's in a preliminary state. Some contributions are gonna be happening as well. We don't have an opinion on this right now, but it's a way of solving some issues on some regions of the country. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Our next question comes from Daniel Almeida, buy-side analyst. Daniel, we're going to be opening your audio so that you can ask your question live. Daniel, please go ahead. Good afternoon, guys. Due to the possibility to open the market of low tension between 2026 and 2028, I'd like to understand how the paper will be changed, the role will be changed between the distributors on the residents and rural going to the free market. I don't know. This is being discussed as well on this program. How's it going to be opening on the low tension? It has a series of decisions that must be taken together to distribute this impact. On the point of view of the role of the company, being a network that connects all of these resources, these energy resources of the customers, this role will be reinforced. This won't affect the regular revenue of the distributor. And the other part of the distributor is going to be the portfolio of this buy and sell of the energy. And it's going to be suffering a loss from the open market, but it's going to be regulated that this won't only fall on the customers, regulated customers. Thank you. Reminding that to ask a question, we ask that the questions may be sent via the Q&A icon located at the bottom area of the screen. By Dynamics, your names will be announced so that you can ask your question live. Operator, if you don't have any more questions, I'd like to thank you guys with your presence here today. I believe we'd like to dedicate a good afternoon to all of you. We end here the earnings conference call referring to the third quarter of 2022 and public meeting with analysts from Energisa. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any doubts that you guys have. Thank you for all the participants and have a great afternoon.